To overcome, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Pam spoke about victory over diet, wisdom and discipline. I've made a decision about that, a diet thing. I decided to, I'm going to stay away from all the natural foods, because most people die from a natural death. Okay. I thought it was funny. Junk justification, right? Then Joe spoke to us about victory over death. Talked about physical, spiritual, and relational, right? Was that the amen? And so tonight I want to talk to you, and I spoke about, let's see, let me get on track here, victory over defeat, victory over weakness. But you're going to hear this scripture so many times as we're battling in this life that we're in. I think it's probably one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. Does anybody have favorite ones? I use this scripture more than any other scripture, especially when I'm praying and I'm warfare praying. You know, the Lord told us, he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, but he never said weapons wouldn't form. Amen? So, you know, when we look at this scripture, he says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or in the natural, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of the strongholds. Then he gives us instructions that, with that, that cast down every imagination that exalted itself above the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So tonight we're going to be looking at victory over warfare, and different areas in our lives. We're all in battles in different areas, and faith comes by hearing. As the word goes forth tonight, our faith will increase because the Lord said it would. The first thing I want to look at when we're looking at this is the strength. The strength. Scripture reference would be Psalms 28:28. The strength to save. So turn with me to Psalms 28:28. We'll start verse number 7. The psalmist says, praying for help, Psalm David. He says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. What did we just sing? You are my strength. You are my shield. You're my very present help, right? My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song I praise him. And that's just what we were doing. Amen? The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thy inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. And it's sort of kind of like what we just sang in that song, that that song was singing just these words. Amen? And be honest with you, when I picked the songs out, I didn't pick those words, but the Lord did. Amen? Do you think it's kind of interesting sometimes when the Lord places and puts things together? So the strength is to save, but he also wants to secure us. Amen? And Psalms 46, verse number 1, the Word of God says this. It says, God is our refuge and strength, our very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, no matter what it's looking like in the natural, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, and then it says, Selah, or think on these things, or meditate for a moment. Think about this. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Amen. I don't know about you, but I love it when he's early and he's not. He's never late, but sometimes it seems like he's at 11:59 or at the midnight hour. It seems like it's almost at the last minute sometimes. But this psalm says that there's times when that he's early. And, huh? Tonight. Tonight. The strength to save, to secure, but it's also the supply. You know, that God takes care of us. He takes care of us. I constantly see the hand of the Lord. And when I look in the natural eyes, sometimes I get discouraged. Hello? Hello? But all of a sudden, God shows me something in the spiritual realm, and all of a sudden, my encouragement comes from him. Amen? And he says in Philippians 4:13, he says, "And I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." So he's telling us that he is not only the strength to save us, the strength to secure us, but also the strength to supply. And he talked to me about this where he says in verse number 19 of Philippians 4, he says, "But my God shall supply all of your need, according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus." And sometimes people just look at this in the financial line. When they think about, well, he should supply my need financially. But this just isn't financial. This is physical. This is spiritual. This is emotional. This is relational. I mean, he's a God that supplies for all of our needs. He created us in his image, and he knows that everything that we have need of before we ever ask him. Amen? So many times the reason we don't get what we're asking for is because a lot of times we ask amiss. Sometimes we ask for things that will bring us destruction and not life because our flesh feels like we should have something. Amen? And God doesn't always feed our flesh. Amen? How many fathers and how many parents here, if their children was going to do something to harm them and go play out in the highway, would you just say, "Go play out in the highway"? No, you would watch over and care them. You would not let them do the things that you don't desire them to do or things that will harm them. Amen? I think that God wants you and I to understand tonight that, hey, that we have weapons that are being formed against us, but the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, that it's but it's mighty through God that we can pull down every stronghold. And what the Lord is saying to us that it's his strength. It's his strength to save us. It's his strength to secure us. It's his strength to supply us. Sometimes we got to get plugged into the source and not into ourselves. Amen? So secondly, he always has a strategy. Amen? God has plans. One of the plans, the strategy, is to release. So look with me in Exodus chapter 14. To release here, I have the thought is, some things we have to, you're trying to carry and you're trying to fight in your strength and you just need to release it to him. Amen? In Exodus 14:14, it says, "The Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace." Amen? So the battle doesn't belong to us, it belongs to the Lord. Amen? So he wants us to do that. Then he helps us to reach, or the strategy to reach. First, we looked at we release the battle to the Lord is the strategy that we take. Now we're looking to reach. Look at me in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So that's where we're in. Verse number 29. The word of God says this. It says, and the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. Okay? God's showing us something in the natural so that we can believe him in the spiritual. Everything in the natural, there's a spiritual battle, there's a natural battle, and he's given us a natural lesson. And he said, even in the midst of this, and it said, so the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. Amen? In other words, he had released it to the Lord. He was reaching that place of peace and contentment because he recognized that it wasn't on his own strength, it wasn't his battle, that the battle belonged to the Lord. And then in the midst of this, we find the rest. In 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 7. It said, be strong and courageous, be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. You know, sometimes, you know, we celebrate the Sunday as the day of rest, the day of the Sabbath. The word of God says, and the seventh day God rested because he had already accomplished everything. And since he accomplished it, he's asking us to enter into his rest. And the rest comes by trust. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. That's the strategy. That's the steps. Amen. So he's telling us that, hey, with those strategies, you're to release your battles to the Lord. You'll reach a place of contentment and peace. And when you find that, you reach that place of contentment and peace, you'll find rest. If your spirit can't rest, your body won't rest either. Amen. I'm resting in the everlasting arms. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Amen? Amen. So we're resting in him. So we find the strength to save, to secure, to supply. We find the strategy to release, to reach, and to rest. And thirdly, we find the source. The source. He is the source. In other words, we're operating in his strength, by his strategy, by his plan, and he is the source, amen? We've got to be connected to the source, amen? It's a constant connection. It's like we've got a battery inside of us, and when we're going in our own strength, and we wear out, we got to stay connected to the supply, okay, to the source. We got to get recharged, amen? I don't know about you, but I need a Holy Ghost recharge often. Amen? Amen. If you could see this body in the spiritual realm, it gets filled with the Spirit, but I got leaks everywhere. Amen? Amen? And then I got things that try to drain it. Okay? So it's constant being connected to the source. I was excited about this when the Lord was showed me this, and he showed it to me many times, but in Joshua chapter 6, when the children of Israel were going to Jericho and they they circled the walls of Jericho for 6 days. On the seventh day, they circled it seven times. But nothing happened until they went ahead and gave him a shout. Yeah.
God, they had to be quiet too.
And yes.
If they had been allowed to talk, they would have talked themselves out of the deck.
Right. Yeah. But on the seventh day, when the trumpet sounded, they gave a shout. It says in Joshua chapter 6, verse number 20, so the people shouted with the priest when the priest blew the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell flat. So the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Amen. And the Lord was saying something to me about this. Sometimes when you've been quiet and you've been seeking the Lord and you've been praying and you've been asking him, all of a sudden maybe you ought to just start shouting and giving praise and glory for the answer, okay? If faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. If I have to, Israel didn't see the walls coming down. They had a shout, and when they shouted, the walls began to fall. And the devil's trying to form weapons against us, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We can't fight in the natural, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of the strongholds. So in other words, if you want victory somewhere, maybe it's about time to just give God a shout of praise. Amen? Can't you just give him a shout? Amen. They don't want phone like that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Right. Amen. 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 What he's saying tonight is this. He's saying, hey, if you're looking for something, if you're seeking him for something, if you need a breakthrough in your life, start believing him at his word and give him a shout of praise, because he is the source. He is your answer. You know, I thought this was interesting, and I put it on here to stone. If you look with me in Joshua chapter 10, verse number 11. The word of God says, and it came to pass as they fled from before Israel and were in the going down to Beth Horon, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Hezekiah. And they died. They were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. What does he say? The battle's not yours. God can even take the hailstones from heaven. Amen. And discomfort. It's just like the army of 300. It doesn't matter. God is greater. We serve a mighty, mighty God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. I can see this right now as his source of deliverance. It never says that Israel got hit by any hailstones. So here comes a rain of hailstones, and it's destroying an army. Hallelujah. I mean, that just shows our God can take the, even use the natural in our benefit. I know so many times I see in the spirit realm. I see in the spirit realm. The Lord said something to me last night. The Lord showed me where in this past year, we've had three times as more rain than we had the year before. And the Lord said he's getting ready to pour out his spirit like never before. Not just a double portion, but there's a triple portion of rain that's coming. He's raining down on his children. And mighty signs and wonders will take place all around the world. I think when we're seeing that cloud like you spoke of and you prophesied, it's beginning to rain. Amen? And that rain's coming. And there's a triple portion. I don't know. We've never witnessed a triple portion yet. Amen? But it's coming. Hallelujah. He said everything that took place in the natural was for us to have a picture of what's taking place in the spiritual. And he said in the natural, all the rain that we have, that's what's happening and going to happen in the spirit realm. And that's, I don't know about you, but that got me excited.
In the natural, we get too much
Not too much of the spirit, but what happens in the natural? All of a sudden, when there's a lot of rain, it forms new canals. It forms new riverbeds. It forms new things. The rivers are widened. Things are expanded. And God's expanding his kingdom like the river of the anointing is flowing. And there's a mighty river that's coming. Hallelujah. And we're to be excited about what God's doing. Amen. Just like he says with this army here, don't you worry about it. I'll take care of it. And hail came from heaven and to destroy that army. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. God wants us to get on fire for him. God wants us to get excited about him because we're living in the greatest time of history. Amen. We're right on the brink. Hallelujah. And I can see it. I can feel it. I can feel it happening in my bones. Amen. We're right on the brink. Hallelujah. Yeah. Give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. To storm. Look with me in 1 Samuel chapter 7. I don't know. I think that'll preach. Hallelujah. First Samuel chapter 7, verse number 10. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. Pow! You know, when I'm out and I see a thunderstorm, and I'm hearing the thunder and the thunder clapping, that God's just about ready to do something. There's something getting ready to burst. And something's going to get ready to break through. And there's fire that comes from the sky. Amen. And he said a thunderstorm. He discomfited that army. Amen. I mean, I bet you they got the first taste of electricity. They might have been the first ones that got taken care of on an electric camel. I don't know. I know corn comes in. I can't help it. Keep praying for me, Pam. You think it's going to change? Hallelujah. So what is the Lord saying to us tonight? He is saying, hey, he is the source to shout. He might even choose stones. He might choose a storm. I love what the Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1. Hallelujah. Verse number 18, he said, this charge I commit unto thee, son, Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Yeah. What has the Lord said about you? What has the Lord spoken to you? What has God used someone to prophesy over you? See where you're going. Don't see where you're at. And all of a sudden, if you believe God and his word, you'll step right past whatever adversity you're facing. Amen? Because the Bible said, without vision, people perish. God wants you to catch a vision for what he's called you to do, what he's called you to be. Amen? There's a great move of God that's coming, and you know where it's starting? It's going to start in you. Amen? It's going to start in you. I said, Lord, well, will you bring it? You bring it? He said, no, that's already there. He said, I'm going to stir them up. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if he could do everything he's done in the word, he can sure stir us up. Can he not? Amen. Can he stir us up? Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lift our hands to heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word, Father God. We thank you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal and they're not natural, but they're mighty through you for pulling down every stronghold. I bind every weapon the enemy's trying to form against your children right now in the name of Jesus. May they recognize that the battle's not theirs, the battle belongs to you. that you're their strength, Father God, to save, to secure, to supply, Father God, that you have a strategy, Father God. So with a strategy, Father God, may we clearly hear your voice, Father God. May every other voice be muffled out, and may we hear your voice clearly, Lord. And as you give us the strategy, we know that you're our source, Father God. So, Father God, here we are as your vessels, Father God. We're ready to be used for your glory and for your honor, Father God. Pour out unto us a fresh measure, Father God. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for every man and woman that's in this room tonight, Father God. I thank you that each and every one of them are called for such a time as now. I thank you that you appointed them to be here tonight because you have a plan in every heart and every life, Father God. And your word's going forth and it's accomplishing something in our hearts tonight. You're stirring us up, Father God. You're agitating our spirit to get on the move, Father God, and to trust you and believe you at your word. You said it, we believe it, and we'll act upon it, Father God. So, Lord, we praise you and we give you glory.